This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat-Downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group. Welcome to another episode of the Pat-Down. I'm sorry, I know you expected Miss Pat, and now you're hearing a white man do the intro, but how it goes sometimes. She had to go back to work and make money, and then she said, you talk to Garyana, and then Garyana said, I'm out of here, and now it's just Dion and I. But stay tuned. Miss Pat had a dream. Do you want to tell people what was her dream was about?
It was not affiliated with anything positive for the people.
What did I Google? Why my pussy stank in my dream? So stay tuned.
Better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. It's Pat, spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. It's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty, but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste your time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and go and repeat it.
Hi, Miss Pat, how are you doing?
I'm all set.
Yeah.
Hey.
You look, what are they doing to you? You got like a head cap on?
Yeah, we're getting ready to tape. Hey, everybody. Oh, I got to tell y'all about this dream I had.
I'm already laughing.
Listen to this shit, because my dreams be telling me something. So I had this dream where everybody was screaming at me, your pussy stank, your pussy stank, your pussy stank.
It was a dream?
That's what I had to know was a dream. So I woke up, and I smelled my pussy, and I was like, it don't stink. Why they say it?
How'd you get down there?
With my right hand.
Oh, no. I do that too. I understand.
So I Googled it and it said, when you dream that your pussy stank, it said it's bad spirits.
And the worst spirits. You got demonic possession of your pussy.
The stank pussy spirits.
Jacob Marley in your crotch.
I'm going to be honest with you, Pat. When he walked down here and he said, I had a dream, I wasn't expecting you to go that route.
Happy Martin Luther King Day.
Positive and uplifting.
I'm sorry. Cut this. That fucking that ain't got my bra right here. This little lady get me dressed every time. She's wrong with football.
You're doing so well. You finally got your own professional bra strapper.
I know her hands are strong.
Boy, she put on my draw like she a wrestler.
Now, so you have demonic spirits in your pussy? Is that what?
No, it just said you got a bad spirit around you that you need to get rid of.
Was this the first Google search that popped up? Did you scroll down a little bit?
No.
Get a second opinion?
Did you read this on Wikipussy?
Wikipussy.
No. Y'all go Google it. Google, I dream my pussy stank.
I dream my pussy stank.
Next summer, starring Miss Pat. That sounds like a movie you got coming out.
First... AuntieFlo.com vagina smell dream dictionary. Interpret now.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not lying, y'all. It's in this dream you may have had a what?
So in this dream you may have saw flowers growing out of your vagina.
No.
Watched pornography.
No.
Smelled a very stinky vagina.
Girl, they don't know what the fuck they tell me. I ain't dreaming about none of that shit. It was people dreaming
Uh-oh. The vagina is associated with fertility. Are you pregnant?
Of course my fucking vagina is associated with fertility. I'm a girl.
As opposed to man vaginas?
Having things come out of your vagina in a dream can also be quite distressing. But so are... This is nonsense.
Did you trust the people in your dream?
Well, here it is.
Did you know them?
Distressing things from the vagina can also be repressed feelings from childhood trauma and can be an indication of sexual abuse.
Oh, that's you! Go back to the other shit, because there was a number behind it. It told me to play a lottery number, too.
If your stinky pussy lottery number's here, I'm going to be mad as
You were doing the white boy search.
I wrote I dream my pussy stank. I even put an A in pussy. Pussy
wrong. You spelled pussy wrong.
I spelled it like you told me.
Yeah. Okay. So
say it one more time, Chris.
Right here. Go right here. Go. Scroll back down.
Okay.
Scroll back up. Yeah, right here. Say, what does stinky coochie mean? No. What? No.
Bacterial vaginosis.
Listen. What does it mean when you smell bad in your dream? I didn't smell it. What does it mean?
A strong vaginal odor may be a sign of vagina.
I'm not talking about that shit. I already know the answer to that. I'm talking about dreaming.
Dream vagina odor dreams. You and I have different Googles. I think that's what's going on here.
I got Safari.
Well, you talking to a Middle Eastern man? Is what you tell
us. That's enough of that. That's funny.
I dream my pussy stank.
You said a bunch of people were telling you. Did you know these people? Or
no,
was it just
I didn't
random?
Know them. I didn't see them either. It was like I was at a Trump rally and everybody was just saying, your pussy stank, your pussy stank.
That
your
sounds
pussy
about
stank.
Right.
What does it mean if you have a dream about smelling bad? What does it mean when your vagina stank? No, not at the shower. Let me look and say, to be told in a dream that you have bad smell to represent having a bad spirit about you. What?
Yeah.
And represent spirit. Spirit is related to the mind. The spirit of your mind smells bad. My motherfucking mind don't smell bad.
Say your brain stink.
You got a stinky brain. You got a nice brain. You think of lots of good stuff.
It say my mind
stink. Wash your mind.
You know how they say guys always think with their
you
dick?
You gotta douche your brain, Miss Pat.
I'm gonna
get the other one.
Oh, I'm sorry, y'all.
What does she do? It's like she's operating.
Ouch! My bra come with a bunch of wires in it. When I had the wires in it, it stabbed me in my side.
Man, where's your safety goggles?
This fast bra got security code on the back of that motherfucker. Are you a robot?
Do 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 do.
Got
do,
capture do. On the back of her bra.
She's on Mission Impossible right now.
Check all the boxes that have a school Hello? Bus in them.
Yes. Go to break.
We'll be right back.
The holidays are stressful enough without having to spend hours in line at the grocery store. Save time by letting HelloFresh handle mealtimes. HelloFresh sends 4 fresh pre-portioned ingredients right to your door, along with easy-to-follow recipes. No random heads of lettuce rotting in your fridge, and no crazy amounts of leftover. You'll never eat. Just easy-to-cook meals at an awesome price point. You may have heard of HelloFresh from their awesome dinner. They also got breakfast, 10-minute lunches, and satisfied snacks for both you and them kids. Go to HelloFresh.com/thepatdownfree and use the code PATDOWNFREE for breakfast for life. 1 breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/thepatdownfree. With cold pat down free. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. If you're trying to eat better in 2024, go ahead on and make it easy on yourself, y'all, with Factor. Factor is America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service that sends chef-prepared, dietitian-approved meals right to your door. You heard me. I said right to your door. They take literally 2 minutes to prepare. Just heat them up in the microwave or on a skillet, and you are all set. No waiting in line at the grocery store no more. No chopping, no prepping, or cleaning up. Just awesome meals right when you want them. With over 35 meals to choose from every week, you have so much variety. And they even have vegan, vegetarian, protein plus, and calorie smart meals option. They never skip on flavor. Factor isn't just for dinner either. Get the convenience you love any time of the day with 55 add-on items each week, ranging from breakfast to dessert. Head on over to factormeals.com/patdown50 and press in the code patdown50 to get 50% off. That's code patdown50.
Yeah.
All kind of shit be going. I got it.
I know when she sign language, deaf people be like, why are you yelling at us? Because our hands are so strong.
What are you doing?
Look, it's how long
the oh, trust me, I know. I've been there.
Dion's having flashbacks. Ooh, like,
you want to switch sides? Yeah, when I finish this podcast.
That underwire look like braces. You're going to put that in my mouth.
I don't like them fucking underwire. They hurt so bad. I be stabbing me in my motherfucking side. I be like, these underwires got to goddamn go. It's so hard having titties. I'm getting ready to get them cut down when I get me some money.
No, don't you do that to the world. Don't deprive the world of those titties.
Who the hell is that? What?
Don't think we scratched off the list to come in.
They're talking to producers.
So they come in the VIP room. Oh, it's so much. It's so hard.
Yeah.
But I do got some good news I got to share with y'all. I got in a movie.
You did? Congratulations. What?
I tell you after I tape it.
Okay. All right.
Nice.
I don't want to say I'm in it and then I get fired or they cut me out.
You don't want to be Ricky Smiley?
Oh, we got to talk about Cat Williams. A million people have asked me to ask you.
I got to go.
Yeah.
Cat Williams, I call that the School of Comedy, right? The School of Comedy. And he went in there and did a school shooting on their
He really did. He said he only works with comedians more talented than him, which was you.
Hang the foam up. Tony already know they can't get in there. Only the gold can get in there.
Hi, Garyana.
What up, G?
You fucked up your nails. They dry?
They not dry. I got to go pee, though.
Oh. So, we get ready to tapes episode 4 of the Miss Pat Show.
Nice. Yeah, unfortunately.
Let me tell you this about the Cat Williams thing. I believe that Nakiel and Gary have watched it at least 3 million times each.
I've seen every clip 10 times. Easy.
I'm like, I can't watch Cat Williams kill everybody like that. You cancel that, please. I can't watch him kill everybody like that. I mean, when I was watching, I'm like, you know how you see somebody bomb and you're like, oh my God.
That is a fat Faison lie. Like, why'd you have to throw Faison right in the middle of the lie?
No, all I've been seeing is when a motherfucker say something to me, you are a fat Faison.
I seen the cups on Temu, the coffee cups. They make coffee cups out of that motherfucker.
Nobody wants to see a country bumpkin. You call his wig fake. His show fake.
He was hitting some good pointers, I think.
He really was.
Ricky Smiley, he beat up Ricky Smiley so bad. Ricky Smiley posted 2 responses, and both of them was talking about God. He's like, sometimes you got to go through the store.
Nobody said anything that was funny after him. I would just hope he mentioned my name. Yeah, Miss Pat open for me. And you know, now she got her own show. I'm so proud. I'm like, Cat, please mention me. Please, you done killing everybody. You talking about the good shit now. Can you mention me, Cat? He didn't mention me.
He did not give a shit.
No. He gave a shit. He shitted on that couch. Everything. And drunk up all that man look.
That's a great podcast, too. He's always got somebody telling something.
Yes. It's from the... I want to go on Shay Shay, but I don't got that kind of gossip. I want... Shit, I'm going to go in there and cry so I can get me 7 million views.
The last one was like some girl talking about how she had slept with 30 guys, and the internet was like, "Oh my god, that's so many." I'm like,
"No, is that?"
Have you met a comedy club waitress?
Every week is a new funny dick off here.
Yeah. Dion, comments?
I can neither confirm nor deny what Chris just said.
Dion can fuck all the bitches. I still don't understand why people get Dion pussy.
Because my dick game is phenomenal. Yeah, but your car game was and if your pussy didn't stink in your dreams.
It told me for stanky pussy. Google for stanky pussy. What's your lottery number you should play?
You literally, Chat GPT just said nope. She just made the robots quit.
It's going to tell you. Y'all better go play this shit.
Numbers to play when you dream of stinking pussy.
How much do you pay your assistant?
Nine eight zero.
565.
We gotta go play the stake of pussy lottery.
How many lotteries are you playing with those stickers?
Pick three, pick four, pick five. I'm gonna play this. Cause they were screaming at me. Google the Georgia lottery. That's how we gotta be doing.
Do y'all have Powerball?
Yeah, stanky pussy.
980.
September the 9th. That's somebody's birthday.
Mine. Thanks.
That's your birthday?
That's my birthday, yeah.
September the 9th?
Yeah. I think you remember. You weren't in my pussy. I wasn't in your pussy, no. Not yet.
You that spirit.
Am I the demon in your pussy?
You got the spangled spirit in your pussy? Reagan gonna be jealous.
I'm mad.
You never had white spirits in your pussy.
No. But that was kind of scary too. Cause I was like, why? That's all I was saying.
It's interesting that it was so traumatic because it happens all the time.
Because it was so many people screaming at me. It was like I was the only person in town with stinky pussy.
Yeah, I don't know about
that. Sounds like a movie.
Yeah, it's a horror movie. Yeah. Revenge of the Smelly Snatch.
I got up and I hate shaving, but I shaved that day. To make sure I don't stink. How much time we've been so far?
15 minutes, but you got to go. Dion and I can just chat.
Okay, so guys, I got to run because I got to go and fucking read my script and get ready to take this episode of the Miss Pat Show. But y'all, make sure y'all go to Miss Pat Comedy for all my tour days. Guess what? I will be Detroit, Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland. Detroit sold out. Chicago almost sold out. Cleveland, y'all almost sold out. Come on, y'all. Get these tickets at MissPatComedy.com. And go to my website, and I just added a bunch more. But Garyana can take over for the next 5 minutes. So,
talk to them. What am I going to do? Talk to them. And say what to them? Just talk to them. Okay.
Hi, Garyana. You don't have to talk to us. Just talk to the audience. They miss you.
Oh, hello, audience.
Sit down.
Stop. Me?
Tell them about my pussy.
Hello, my name is Garyana Peely.
I don't know nothing about your vagina. I escaped.
You
escaped.
I was going to ask her about the Falcons coach, but you don't know anything about the Falcons, do you, Garyana? You don't like
them? I don't watch them. I don't like losers. What did Cat Williams say? You have a unholy allegiance to losers or something like that?
The podcast. He said, I like him. Yeah, I saw that. Oh, so what do you do on the TV show?
I am a writer. I do the typing. I do the writing. Yes, I do the jokes. If you've ever laughed at the show, you've laughed at me.
So how does it work? Do you like write a whole episode? Like,
yeah, we write a whole episode. Yeah. So every writer gets their own episode. I share my episode this season with a young lady from our writing staff because we don't have as many episodes this season.
And I really wanted her to have the opportunity to write an episode for the show. So they asked if I would be okay with her being on my episode. So me and her co-wrote an episode this season, which is probably going to be the episode that gets us canceled. But, you know,
what can I say? I forget which episode in season one you wrote, but it was my favorite episode.
That was Sticks and Stones in where it was about her saying bad words.
Yes, that's right.
Learning a lesson. Yeah. Which she still hasn't learned a lesson. But the character Pat Carson has.
When you're writing.
You have to be like, you remember the episode of that show where we did this about? You need to listen. Look at that.
Said, Jesse, your mama's a bitch.
Yeah, that was. So do you relish writing things for your mom? And like, I wish my mom would say this, but I know she's not going to in real life.
Yeah, I'm like, this is her if she would grow as a person. That's what we give to people. Growth.
Sorry, you may be
chilling. What's been your favorite episode so far?
Of four or of all time?
Or just in general.
I think the episode where the house gets robbed. I think you were writing, you were with us that season, weren't you? You were Punch Up?
That was season two, wasn't it?
I wasn't on.
I wasn't season two. I was one and three.
Okay, well, season two episode where the house gets robbed and they're like, they think it's Terry. The neighborhood thinks it's Terry was hilarious because she had on like a ski mask and the bottom of her lip was like, dude. She looks like a bloodhound. A real fat faced dog. Her pit bullish face in that mask always made me laugh. They would tell me like, when we're rehearsing, is you're gonna have to leave the room because every time I look over, I see it and I just die of laughter. The funniest thing I think I've ever seen.
You have a very distinct laugh that you can hear on the audio tracks, which I do. Yeah. Know.
They would say that too. They'd be like, "We're editing, and why do I hear you in the background?" Somebody got a laugh.
By far, got more compliments from anybody in the jury, even over Ray J, just because you like when they brought out that wig and Miss Pat settles it, and you went, and like, oh, it kills me every time I see it. Still,
you guys weren't there. But they were like, stop. You have to stop laughing. We have to shoot this episode. So the laugh lasted longer than that. They were like, turn around and focus. You're on television. But it was the wig. Because, you know, I wasn't thinking the wig was going to be that bad. I'm thinking it's going to be like medium, like just a regular, you know, bad wig.
Right.
But it cut up like that. It killed me. I really fell out. It was hilarious.
Well, because I wasn't there when you were there. I don't think you were there at the same time as me. You at least weren't at set. But like, what was your impressions of shooting it? Like, what was it like for you? Because I've been able to talk a little bit about it, but I would love to hear how you felt about it.
Oh, I didn't like it. I don't like to be on camera.
That's the funny thing. And we were in the pilot, and Deanne, I'm like sitting there going, "Man, I hope I do good. I hope I nail this. I really want this. This is so much fun." Gary and I was like, "Can I go home now?"
I was like, wrap this up. And then we were doing like eight cases a day. And I was like, eight cases? Wrap this up, people. We don't gotta do that many cases a day. I'm ready to go. And so I didn't really want to be there, but you know, I was broke. We was in the middle of a strike. Okay. it was like 4 months into a 5 month strike. Girl was broke. Mm-hmm. Okay. My glasses were broken. I needed to have some money to pad my pockets, okay? It was either this or porn.
Jesus.
I'm not going to lie. After having that baby, I was like looking out the blinds waiting for the FedEx man. I was like, come on, check.
You know, it was interesting because Ray J was there that week and he came to set and this man was hungover. Because yeah. He was out at Magic City the whole night. He comes in there with just a bag with a Magic City backpack. And it's full of like ones. And my mom was like, "Reggie, let me have some ones." He gives her just $10,000 in ones. He's just doing stuff. Ray J was just so interested.
He brought unused singles to the set.
Did he write the whole time on the pad when he was on the jury with you?
He just scribbling. He would always be scribbling something.
There was not a moment where he was not writing something. His ADD is so bad that he had to be like in motion. I mean, he was paying attention. He just had to have his hand moving.
It was either that or he's on his phone. This man is answering business texts. And the thing about Ray J is, if you wanted to be in his business, you could definitely be in his business. His foot is this big.
Yeah, he had lost. He didn't have his glasses when I was there, so he had to have his font even bigger. But his font is pretty bad. But
he didn't have them with us either. He left them at Magic City, so he came in here. And he didn't have no glasses, so he had the 36 point font in bold.
For 3 days, they were trying to get those glasses FedExed to him, and then he got them to him, and he lost them in Magic City.
In Magic City, and literally, if you don't even have to peek. Just look over a little bit. You see this man's whole text message.
He was, like, legitimately, he would be on his notepad writing out a business idea, like, every hour. He's just, he's super smart. I loved him. He was super nice. He was very humble.
Like, I got a question for you, Garyana. Yeah. You said it was that or porn. What type of porn would you have been offering?
Firstly, I couldn't get my feet done, but I heard that there's people who like, just like old rough feet. So I just put my old rough feet in like some Publix cake. You know, get my monies up. Oh, my nail tech is here. Bye, guys.
All right, bye.
She got a guy.
See you later.
See ya.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Ray J one day comes in and he's like on the couch like this, sunglasses on in the meeting. And then like 2 or 3 hours go by. Because I'm trying to get on a boat tonight. Like, we were getting out of there at 10 p.m. And I go, you're going on a boat? We're getting out of here at like 10 p.m. He's like, I just got to get on a boat, man. He didn't end up going. But it was just, he's like, you know why he's famous. Because when you're around him, he's just so fun.
Yeah, that
fun.
Video.
But he's so fun to be around. He's so likable. He's just like, he killed me, man. The sad part about the show is those cases were only 7 minutes and they left like 30 great minutes out of every episode because him and Pat going back and forth, especially, was just so good. Like, he was good. Did you, I know you said in the past that Jason Whitlock is a piece of shit.
Of course.
But did you watch Stephen A. Smith talk about Jason Whitlock?
I've watched it regular. I've watched it 2.5 times speed. And I watched it with the ether beat.
Yeah, I'll pull that up. I literally just pulled it up. I almost reposted it, but I didn't think.
I kind of want, anytime anybody ever goes off on somebody, I feel like the ether beat just needs to be playing in the background.
it's so funny. So great. Stephen A. Smith, like, I don't care what you think of his opinions, but like as a broadcaster, I look at him and I go, that guy is so talented at this. And then when they put the ether beat into it, he's got such a perfect delivery that it works. Let me see, make sure that I shared the screen. I did not share. All right, here we go. So if you don't know, Stephen A. Smith, obviously, he's on ESPN, top show there. And then Jason Whitlock's this dude who used to work at ESPN, worked at Fox Sports. Now he's on The Blaze, because that's the only job he can get, is basically pretending he's a conservative, just talking about how bad black people are as a black guy. But what was funny is Stephen A. Smith at one point said, I talk to Mark Levin every day. Sean Hannity, too. He said he had Mark Levin on speed dial. I was like, what? I did not expect Stephen A. Smith to, but so
I think that was his impression of Cat doing the 3,000 books.
A little bit. I think that's part of it. So Stephen A. Smith just wrote a book and then Jason Whitlock reviewed it, talked about how horrible it was. And so Stephen A. Smith responds. And this was the setup.
I don't know if he'll be able to pull it off, but you guys should go back and listen to it. It's pretty funny. Jason Whitlock is a giant douchebag, grifter, extraordinaire. He's the type of dude that a smile on your face to take what he needs from you and then lie and deceive and, you know, talk bad about you to people.
Yeah, I mean, he basically said he's the worst person he knows. Let's see. Can you hear this? Nah. Okay.
No.
We're not going to be able to pull it, unfortunately. You just got to go watch his YouTube channel. Yeah, it's like he has a book out, and then this Easy Target kind of talks shit about him. And so you know, do the Cat Williams thing and go on and get a boat. I've never watched even a YouTube channel before. I'm glad I did because it was so awesome.
It's weird. I've seen a lot of people make comments. It's like, why do we have sportscasters beefing? Yeah, I suppose we talk about other people, not each other.
That's the thing. That's the only way to get attention now on media. There's so much to watch that the only way that you're going to be able to start something is if you piss on somebody else and get into a fight with them.
True. And it's one of those things where Stephen A was calling him a fat bitch. It's like it's well known. So it's not anything out of the ordinary. Excuse you know, me, it wasn't
a fat bastard. He called him a bastard. This piece of shit.
This shit.
I called my pastor. Like he starts. He's like, I called my pastor and apologized ahead of time. I called ESPN. I called my mom.
Like, why would you call your mom?
For what
like,
I'm about, my sister. I apologize to her.
Now, baby, don't be getting on your podcast talking bad about no. I'm sorry, mom.
But yeah, I think the thing is, when you go at somebody like Jason Whitlock, he said it, and he's exactly right. These internet bullies, this is a guy who just bullies. They don't. There's a certain type of media personality like Jason Whitlock that knows that Stephen A. Smith or, you know, he's not a great example because he's so outspoken. But let's take who's the back ESPN football guy, Boomer,
Chris Bergman.
Yeah. That guy's never going to go on Twitter. He's not going to be able to defend himself. He's never going to talk shit about somebody, right? So they can just sit there and pick and poke and pick and poke, and he can't do anything about it, but Stephen A. can. But he shouldn't, because all of a sudden now he's just going to have an army of right-wing internet trolls in his mentions.
I mean, he probably already has it already, though. I mean, if you're right wing, I doubt that you're listening to First Take. Like, yeah, give me some more Stephen A. Smith takes.
Like, no, it's been very clear when I send it to my friends. I'm like, you got to listen to this. This is awesome. They're like, no, thank you.
Yeah, it's if you weren't a fan of Stephen A. before, I don't think this is going to move the meter for you.
It made me a fan of. I've been watching a lot of sports like the last like 3 or 4 months, but never like regularly. But I've been watching Stephen A. Smith, and he's so good. He's so funny. And then he's on with Mad Dog Russo. So he's like, yeah, and I think you're wrong. What are you talking about? What do you think I am? Blah, blah, blah. It's the loudest show ever. First Take.
It's old guys screaming at each other. Yeah.
It's awesome.
All right. Let's wrap this up.
All right. Well, we thank you. Thanks for hanging in there with her going back to work with the Christmas holidays and then her going back to shooting. It's just been really tough for us to get this stuff in. So sorry, this was a little shorter, but this was literally the 15 minutes that we had this week with her that matched with my schedule and Dion's schedule. So she basically has lunch and then in her lunch, she's doing these podcasts. So that's just how tight it is. I know you guys understand. The real fans understand. The fake fans, the haters, they don't care. They're, you know, but we appreciate it. Dion, anything you want to add?
We do appreciate everybody that watches and comments and, you know, is fans of the show. It'll get better. The time of this being this way is rapidly coming to an end. So just stick around a little bit longer.
A couple more months. Yeah, we're going to be at her house in person again. It'll be so much more fun, more trying. I don't know, Dion. We'll see.
It'll be more of what you're used to back in the day. So.
Back in the day, yeah. So, yeah. And then we'll really need your help kind of telling people, hey, give it a chance again, because the numbers kind of have gone down as we've done Zoom. Yeah. But yeah, so we thank you guys for listening and watching. We love you guys. We appreciate it. And thanks for supporting us on Patreon. Make sure you go check out MissPatComedy.com. for her dates, and follow Dion on and I on social media. Just look us up. You're Bright for Fame on everything.
Bright Fame 4, BRIGHTFAME, the number 4.
Okay. And C Spangle on Instagram for me. And thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Later, y'all.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com. for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.